Our opening theme is Frog Dancing by David Anthony Clark. On today's program, I wanted to talk to you about getting out of the matrix. I feel this is really important for a number of reasons. In the last several weeks, I have had several acquaintances, reasonably close acquaintances, who have been struggling with I would call it a mind virus. Now, this virus is not based on falsehood. It's actually based on what's happening in the world around us. So if we look at our mainstream media, if we look at what's happening around the world, and if we pay significant attention to what's happening to humanity, it puts us into a state of vulnerability. It puts us into a state, if it were untrue, we might consider to be paranoia. But I want to caution that I'm not speaking of being paranoid, and I'm not speaking of unfounded reasons to be fearful about what's going on in the world. We have to understand that much of what we see in the mainstream media is designed to keep us as human beings in a state of fear and paranoia. And what appears to be paranoia, if you know someone who is concerned about the impact on their personal life, for people who feel that they're being attacked, be it energetically or electronically, that we have to consider that there is some truth to this potential, to this possibility, because we live in an electronic matrix, one in which we are surrounded by cell towers, one in which we are monitored in many different ways. As we walk through the streets, there are cameras that film us, for all we know, record us. So there's a lot actually going on. I'm not talking about denying the potential for all these systems in the, I would say, artificial matrix in which we live, in a system in which we have monitoring devices in our computer screens, in our television screens, in our phone screens that have things like voice recognition, face recognition. So what I'm speaking of really is to pull out of the matrix psychologically. And the reason this is important, because I believe that much of what's going on is for the purpose of creating fear. It's for the purpose of creating a sense of paranoia about what's going on around us. Now, of course, paranoia suggests that people are seeing things that are not real. I'm suggesting that they are real. But we have to reach into ourselves to achieve a place of warriorship so that we can use our innate power, our spiritual power, and our earth power to pull out of this dynamic. So if we consider that a lot of what's going on is designed to keep us in fear so that we can be controlled, so that we become or remain submissive to whatever kind of draconian laws will be brought to the fore, it creates an environment in which people are afraid of each other, where Caucasian people are afraid of melanated people and vice versa. And it creates an environment in which we are driven to addictions and dependencies as a form of relief from what's been created in our mind. So in many ways, our mental capacity has been hijacked. We no longer have mental space that connects us into the heart space that allows our our natural abilities to rise to the fore, that allows us to be more in control of ourselves and our lives and our experience. So this is what I'm speaking of when I say that it's really important for us to pull ourselves out of the matrix, to re-identify and connect with the natural order. And when I say natural order, I mean the order of nature, the natural laws of nature, the natural laws of the cosmos, the basic principles upon which existence functions. So when I'm saying the way to do this is to really begin to question, to understand, and to pay attention to what's going on with ourselves. We have a tendency, and I believe that this is a programmed tendency, to always seek as if there's something wrong with us. There's something wrong with me. And so we begin to discount those signals and that intuitive insight that would be able to protect us and guide us into a different direction, into a greater expansiveness and understanding. So this is really important for us to really look at. So to begin with, let's just take a look at what some of these symptoms might be. One of the symptoms of being trapped in the artificial matrix is depression, anxiety, and pain. So it creates a stress response that leads to greater health issues. And we can find ourselves steeped in these struggles that will undermine our capacity to be in control of the thoughts and the feelings that are coursing through our body. So this starts with this paranoia about, or this sense of being monitored, this sense of being followed, this sense of being interfered with either chemically or electronically, some kind of projection or implant into our holistic being that shuts down the capacity to connect to the deeper self. Now, I consider this to be a real phenomena. So I believe we have to really consider cutting down exposure. And by this, I mean, if you don't have to engage with television and phones and computers, that we should not do that. A lot of what we're doing on these devices connect us to these addictions. It becomes an addiction. So the first way to begin to make this separation is to identify and create for ourselves a time frame in which we would detach. Like any form of addiction, sometimes there are steps that will get you to where we want to be. So I would recommend that everyone turn off every single device and unplug every single device when they go to sleep. When you go to sleep, do not go to sleep with your phone sitting on your pillow. because the phone, first of all, is emanating microwave electronic interference patterns that can, just because they're existing without any nefarious intent, that will begin to interfere with your own mental electronic patterns. And so it can create a sense of anxiety. It can create a sense of disorientation and disconnection by having these fields of energy so close to your head and your body when you sleep. So from my perspective, this is the first thing we need to do to unplug from the matrix, is to give ourselves a break and to pay attention perhaps to where your bed is, where your head is in relation to any known cell towers outside of your apartment or house. You want to sleep in an area that is reasonably clear of technology. And this allows your brain to sink into its natural holistic rhythms and patterns, and gives you an opportunity to connect to the holistic rhythms of the earth, so that as you're sleeping, your body can receive an update, a reinforcement from the energies of the earth, which of course are everywhere. So that's an important step. And if you're dealing with depression, anxiety, or pain, it is a very important thing to do, to disconnect electronically. A number of years ago, I was receiving, or I was experiencing, a lot of pain. And it was sort of low back, hip, and it felt like bone pain. It was very deep pain. And once I started turning off my devices, the pain went away. And so my sense of that was the interference patterns set up by electronic devices interfere with the natural rhythms and patterns of our biology. So that's really the first step in recovering yourself and pulling out of the false matrix system. The second step would be to find opportunities to ground with the earth itself. Now, the matrix patterns, the electronic matrix patterns, are created in sort of a box format. At least this is my sense of it. I'm not a scientist, but this is what it feels like. It is a grid of angles. And that grid of angles intersect into that box-like checkerboard grid matrix electronically. And your biological system functions on a more of a spiral matrix, a spiral energetic flow. So your energy spirals through your body, spirals out of your body, spirals into the earth, spirals into the cosmos. So you tend to move in circular patterns. Your energy tends to move in circular patterns and moves in rhythms and waves. So when we connect to the earth is a formidable power. And even though the earth itself is also intersected by this artificial matrix, when you connect deeper into the earth, grounding yourself, you reinforce the earth, and the earth reinforces humanity. So it becomes a much more powerful spiraling energy that allows you to connect to your own natural biorhythms. And so the way to ground yourself with the earth is simple enough. It is, honestly, to put your bare feet on the earth as much as possible. So we want to do that. We want to go to an area, if you have a garden, or for those of you who are blessed to have gardens, you can do it in your own yards. For those of us who live in a city complex, we can do it in parks. But you want to go to a park that is large enough that has enough green space where you can actually connect to the earth. I do this in Prospect Park. Prospect Park is very open. There's a lot of open fields. And I find that the most powerful field are places where animals go. So in Prospect Park, if you enter to Grand Army Plaza, there is this open field just as you go in, where in the mornings, I believe in the evenings, dogs are allowed to roam free. So they're running and playing and carrying on in this field, having a wonderful time in the morning. And I find that that is a time when that energy of grounding is the most powerful, because the animals themselves are not so much connected to this artificial matrix, and they are grounding and strengthening the energy of the natural biofield. So they're really providing a service when they do that. So that field is very clear in terms of this artificial matrix. And a place like that would be very good to go for your grounding and to place your bare feet upon the earth. Or you can go to a space where there is a slight rise, like a mound that looks like a hill. But I find that even in our public parks, many of these areas that are lifted off the ground are actually built over an energetic force that, for me, feels like an actual mound. It feels like a much more ancient energy. So maybe you would want to vibe it out, but I find that those fields, they're usually raised mounds with trees all around them, so that you end up being in a small, isolated space surrounded by trees. And the trees, because of their deep roots, connect deep into the energetic field of the earth. And because they rise into the sky and their energy flies beyond the atmosphere, they're connected cosmically as well. So when you're in an area in which you're surrounded by trees, is another place to get yourself grounded into the vibration of the earth, which allows your energy to flow in that spiraling natural way that is healthy and healing for human beings, for humanity. So when we think in terms of pulling ourselves out of the artificial matrix, it's important to connect to the real substance of the natural realm. And trees can help us, the ground can help us, and plants can help us. So there are a lot of plants that, you know, you just have to research those plants that will help to enhance your particular area. But when you have some of these really substantial plants like snake plants and jade plants and those really hardy all-year-long plants, they're very good for grounding the field in your environment. They're very good for cleaning the energy in your environment, and they will help you to clear your internal environment. So it's important to pay attention to bringing plants into our physical world so that our energy fields can stay perpetually connected to the natural energetic field. And this is another way to pull ourselves out of the matrix. And these are the really easy things that we can do to bring ourselves back into the enlivenment, to enliven ourselves, to invigorate ourselves on a regular basis. And then another important thing to do in connecting and pulling out of the false matrix is to pay attention to what it is that we're putting inside of our body. Now, there's two sides to this coin, because the general wisdom, or the sort of what makes sense, is to begin to purify our diet, to move into a vegetarian, vegan, lacto-ovo diet, whatever works for your genetics. And I think that that's an important part of what we need to do. But I think more importantly is to begin to recognize the cycles of our body and to honor those cycles. So there will be a cycle that you'll experience where you are pulled towards detoxification, where you are pulled towards drinking water, juicing, very light eating, maybe light salads. And then there are times when you will be pulled to a more grounding diet in which your body will want root vegetables, will want cooked foods, will want something that's going to be more grounding. And so I think it's important for us to pay attention to this. I've heard a lot of arguments that, well, it makes sense to have a fruitarian diet because that is the purest diet. Well, it may be pure if you're living in a pristine environment and your fruits are not contaminated with pesticides and other forms of contamination. And if they've been grown in soil that's rich in minerals, so it becomes a much bigger question. And I believe that the simple answers are not going to work for everyone. It's important to think about whether or not your body has proper hydration and has adequate minerals, because minerals are what help the body to actually function, to make sure that you're having adequate calories, that you have whole fats. The body doesn't function without healthy fats. And so I'm not suggesting that we need to follow my particular advice. What I'm suggesting is that you begin to pay attention to what your body is telling you it needs, whatever that might be. And for some of you, based on your genetics and your blood types, it may be to have meat. For some, it may be healthier to eat a holistic vegetarian diet. And I think for very few, perhaps the fruit diet would be a good answer for you. But I believe, and what I have experienced, is that it's more important to honor the wisdom of your body, because when we understand that we're moving through life in a cycle, that we have rhythms where the energy is up and the energy is low, where the energy is up and the energy is low, and that's how cycles and that's how energy flows, like the waves of an ocean, that it's really the body intelligence that could tell us what it is, what time it is, and what we need to do. And then on top of that, we can begin to acknowledge just baseline things that we need, which include proper hydration and mineralization. So however that looks to you, it might look like a vitamin, it might look like juicing, taking a juice or a shake supplement every day. However that looks to you, it's important to weave that into your process. So, I mean, that's just basically to take care of our bodies. And on the other side of that, nourishing ourselves adequately, is moving into a constant rhythm, allowing into your rhythm a space of detoxification. So that might mean it might be juicing as a detoxification process. It might be using certain teas. You could certainly look up and research the different teas that you can drink that are going to help to moderate your bowel, that are going to help to moderate your circulation, that are going to help to moderate your blood pressures, and maybe something that will help to cleanse the lymph system. So in that rhythm, we need to have adequate cycles of detoxification. And this will help to moderate our physical body and allow us to exist in a world in which we're bombarded by this artificial, electronic, and mental programming of the artificial matrix. So we begin to pull out of that system by honoring our body and connecting to the earth through grounding. You could also do this grounding through your meditation. That's another way of grounding, because we connect to our inner being, which is naturally in attunement with the order of nature and natural law. So that's another way for us to do that. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more in a few moments. So it's important for us to do this just to give ourselves a foundation, a space from which to operate and begin to empower ourselves to liberate the mind, because that's really an essential part of pulling out of the matrix system, the false matrix system. And the one thing that really is designed to keep us, to keep our mind attached into this system, is this sense of fear, gloom, and doom. So understanding this, it's important to, again, limit exposure to media that is inflammatory. So I'm not suggesting that you don't listen to your best programs. Here on the Progressive Radio Network, there are many, many programs that will give you insight into what's actually happening in our world. You could listen to Gary Noel's show throughout the schedule, and there are other programs that you can listen to find out what's going on. But what I'm suggesting is maybe a retreat from the so-called mainstream media, which is more about programming you with limited access to the full story, the full reality. And it's designed to generate paranoia on a very particular issue. So one of the things that we want you to pay attention to is how the media is impacting you on an emotional level. And you have to monitor that, because that's what is, those are the implants, the psychological implants. So if you are watching mainstream media and at some point you begin to feel a sense of anxiety and fear, then you can understand the impact of that media on your physiology. And so the media itself is not giving you more information. This is especially true in the mainstream media. It's not giving you more information. It will run with a fragment of a story, and you'll hear that repeated multiple times. Again and again and again. And they always precede it with breaking news. But it's always the same story you've already heard 10 times. Breaking news, breaking news. And what it is it's breaking into your field and implanting into your consciousness. It's not actually informing you. It's not actually helping you to come to a solution. It's causing you to live in a state of anxiety. So it's important to monitor what's happening with your physiology when you're watching these programs. The other side of the whole news, fake news story, and the breaking news stories that are generally the same old story, the other side of that are the nonsense stories that provide the addiction, you know, the those things that you go to relax, those things that you go to calm your mind, to escape from the day's worries and anxieties and take a break from tomorrow's worries and anxieties. There are many, many programs that do that for us. And I'm not suggesting that it's anything wrong with that. What we want to do is begin to pay attention to whether or not or how much of it is entertaining us and how much of it is actually deadening our life. So if at the end of the day, after you come home from work and you deaden yourself with some kind of programming until you go back to sleep, then I would say that perhaps that form of relaxation is not serving your highest good, because it's eating up that part of your day, that part of your time, where you could be actually connecting into your holistic natural self. So I would suggest that in order to begin to deal with this is to, if you enjoy watching the news, and many people do, once it's completed a cycle and you heard something for the second time or third time, turn it off. Because it means that it's no longer serving you as an information tool, and it's being used as an implement of programming. So turn it off. And if you are engaged in an activity that is designed to release you from your anxiety and fear, but is not giving you a sense of self and a sense of peace, then to maybe examine how much time you're spending in that arena. So if you like to go home and watch cooking shows, or you like to go home and watch sports on TV, or you like to go home and watch sitcoms and laugh with the characters on the screen, I'm not suggesting that that's wrong. I think it's a wonderful thing to be able to have that. But to include in that mix a space of grace, where you can just be, connect to yourself. So it might be after you get off the train, if that's how you travel, or if you're driving, if that's how you travel, take 10 minutes. Stop, park. If you're in the car, just park the car and sit for 10 minutes with no sound. If you're coming out of a train, maybe you can find a bench or a tree. Sit on a bench, lean against a tree, and just take 10 minutes and breathe into yourself and begin to feel that inner sense of quiet. And what will happen if you did this every day, it would begin to wean you off the need to distract, the need to plug in to the very vehicle that is programming your mind and creating a sense of separation from your true being. So this is the kind of things that we could do. These are very small measures that we can engage in that will help us to gradually retrieve the essence of our being from within the artificial matrix. Now, I believe that the only way to do this in its entirety is to simply leave and move to a region of the world in which you can connect to your whole being. Whether or not that's going to be possible anytime soon in our lives, I don't know. It's a decision we all make for ourselves. But even if your idea is to retire to the country, or to move your children to a more holistic environment, it requires some preparation, economically as well as psychologically, to do that. And so these little things are things that we can do to prepare ourselves for a life without the artificial matrix. And as I mentioned, our children, this is something that is woefully wrong in the psychology of young people of our current age, in that there has come such a great attachment to electronics, computers, social media, that there is a disconnection from their essence of self. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong with social media. I'm learning to get into it myself. It does give you a connection in that you are almost embodying the collective conscious. You are moving into a way of being in harmony with your peers and with the collective. And I think that can be a beautiful thing. But one of the things I've discovered is that many people who are intensely connected to social media lose touch with their own inner being and inner life. And I have worked with a number of young people and had conversations with a number of young people who don't really even recognize that they have an inner life, that it is appropriate to have private awareness, inner awareness that is connected to their holistic self, connected to nature, connected to the divinity, the higher realms of our reality. And so these young people are overly dependent on the social media for connectivity, which pulls them outside of themselves and leaves them devoid of a recognition even that they have this rich inner world, rich inner life. And they are in many ways driven to conformity through the social media. And because there's a lack of understanding or wisdom of an inner life, then they fall into states of depression and despair. And so there's this false propping up of self and a need to create a false ego based on the social order. And so there's always an internal struggle where young people are not recognizing the significance of this internal struggle because they're internalizing the, oh, I'm wrong, oh, I'm bad, oh, I'm stupid, I'm crazy, I have these voices inside of me. In order to be accepted, I need to be social and outgoing, but I really inside am feeling distraught, disconnected. I don't feel that anyone really knows who I am. I don't know who I am. So there's this construct that's created on the outside that distances the inner self more and more. And that distancing, that break in the true inner reality from expression in the outer world is what makes all of us crazy. I'm sure people of all ages are experiencing this kind of thing. So with our children, it's important. With young people, it's important. And even elders with each other, it's important to make that real world connection. So for those of us who are listening and considering how to make our way out of the matrix is to honor the need to express the self in the absence of electronic media, to be able to take time to look into another person's eyes, to look into your own eyes, go to the mirror and gaze into your own eyes, to breathe into your body, to feel the movement of breath through your body. And one of the wonderful things to do is, what I like to do is when I'm bathing, I'll put my ears under the water and I can hear my heartbeat. And then you can just breathe and listen to the rhythm of your own heart. And it's a real important way of bringing your awareness into the inner being. And socially, I think that we need to start having group mixes and meetups and encounters with each other in which there is an agreement for everyone to turn off the phone. It's like when you go to the theater, everyone is asked to turn off the phone so the phones don't interfere with the enjoyment of the performance. We can all understand that. Well, what if we begin to do that in our social encounters? If we agree to turn off the phone and just allow whatever to transpire. Maybe it will be shallow chit-chat. Fine. Because at least if you're talking shallow, oh, I saw this movie. Oh, I'm taking this course. Oh, I learned about this diet. Oh, I tried a new restaurant. Sounds shallow. But what you're doing is that you're engaging on a real human level. That means that you're paying attention to the to each other's body language, to each other's facial expressions. And we're beginning to know people for who we really are. We're beginning to see the subtleties of a person's humor. We're beginning to feel whether or not a person is benevolent, if they really have sweetness in their being. We begin to pick up on, well, is this a manipulation? Is this a real friendship? So we begin to re-engage the subtle means of engaging in communication. And then we can go beyond that. We ultimately get bored with chit-chat, and we begin to take the risk of saying, you know, I've been feeling challenged lately. I've been feeling depressed lately. And what happens, especially with young people, because they're all external, is they think they're the only one. But someone has to have the courage to say, you know what? I'm really frustrated about something. I'm having trouble integrating with something. I'm really looking for love, real love. What does that mean? And you can begin to slide into a deeper conversation that not only allows us to engage with each other in a real way, but begins to open the window into understanding who we are as beings. And so I really do recommend that for those of us who have social groups, to engage in these social groups in a way that allows ourselves to be real human beings. So turn off your social devices. Look into the face of your companions. Look into their eyes. Because really, when you look into their eyes, you're seeing yourself in there as well as them. And so it's a way of going deeper into that relationship. It doesn't have to be a romance. It could be a bromance or a sisterhood. It could just be buddies down at the bar. So, you know, give yourself a chance to really engage in a real way. And that is a way of pulling out of the matrix, a way of relaxing in a way that's real instead of projecting into the TV screen of all the personalities of the shows and being caused to laugh with the humor of the comedians. All that's nice. But you have this right in front of you in the people in your life. And as we begin to engage with that in that way, it pulls our humor out. It pulls that natural sense of being, and we become reacquainted with what it means to be a human being. So there are lots of other things to do in terms of specific remedies and meditation and engagement, and we'll speak of that a little bit coming up. But we're going to take a little break, music break, and we're going to listen to a piece called, it's been out for a while, A Moment to Myself by Macy Gray. And I would love for you to really take this time to engage with the song, listen to the song, absorb the words, and as you're listening to it, make a commitment to yourself that you are going to find every single day a moment for yourself, devoid of electronics, devoid of media, allowing your holistic, natural being to be in harmony with the natural world. So let's take a listen, and we'll be right back.
I saw a rainbow just earlier today. those rainbows be coming round like every day. Deep in the struggle, I have found the beauty of me. God is watching, and the devil finally let me be. Here in this moment to myself, about how don't nobody really love you. Spread your rubber loving and it bounces back to you. Here in this moment to myself, I'm gonna vibe with no one else. There is a conversation I need to have with me. It's just a moment to myself. Yeah, yeah.
I'm Catherine, your host, and we are speaking about coming out of the matrix and bringing ourselves back into harmony as a human being, a holistic human being. And so I want to go a little bit deeper into this in these next few moments by just taking you through a little breath practice. And then we will go into some other kinds of practices that you can engage with myself in order to, or you could engage with other practitioners out here in the world to really connect to that deeper sense of who you are. So for the moment, I would love for you to just take a moment to sit and relax. And if you are in a safe place, for instance, if you are not driving or engaging with equipment, if you are driving or engaging with equipment, then by all means, and I highly recommend that you keep your eyes open, pay attention to what you're doing. Even if this is going on in the background, you can always come back and listen later. So do not disengage if your safety depends on your attention. For those of you who are sitting at your desk or lounging at home or in a space where you can take a seat and relax, please do that. And just take a moment to feel into your body and relax. And as you're relaxing, I want you to move your head and your neck and relax the neck. Just move gently and feel where there's tightness, and just move the neck, moving your head from side to side. Move the ear down towards your shoulder alternately to relax the neck. Then move and relax your shoulders and wiggle down through your arms. Take a moment to feel into your back and just move, stretch the back. You can pull one shoulder forward at a time, lift one shoulder at a time, but really curve the back from side to side and just feel in the upper, middle, and lower back where you feel tight. And then do the same for your chest. Open the chest, bring the shoulders back a bit, expand the chest. Feel the abdomen. You know, arch the lower back a little bit, feel the abdomen, feel the lower back, and just, you know, bend forward, arch back. And then move your hips. You know, if you're sitting down and you pull one knee back and then alternately the other knee, you'll feel that your hips are moving. So just move the hips. And then move the knees a little bit, lift your toes, move the ankles. Just get your body into motion, engaged, so that you're aware. Your awareness is in your body. And then I want you to take three deep breaths. Take a nice deep inhaled breath. And then hold the breath at the pinnacle for a few moments. And then as you exhale, just visualize that breath as like a gentle breeze traveling down through your body, relaxing from head to toe. Then take in another deep inhaled breath. Hold for a moment at the pinnacle. And then exhale and just send that breath into your shoulders, into your back. Take in another inhaled breath. Take a nice deep breath. Hold it for a moment. And then as you exhale, send that breath into the abdomen. Feel it into your solar plexus. Just breathe out. Let your abdomen open up. Do another inhaled breath. And as you exhale, first inhale, hold for a moment. Exhale into your lower back, your lower abdomen, into the pelvis. And then take in another deep inhaled breath. Hold for a moment. Exhale, send that breath down to your legs, into your ankles and your feet. Just allowing your body to be exposed to your awareness, allowing your awareness to be exposed to your body. And if you have just those few moments, this is a way that you can begin to relax and make that connection. If you did this every morning before you left the house, you would be in a lot better position to stay connected to your authentic self. I recommend that you do that. If you have a little bit more time in the morning, I recommend that you connect to your inner being. Now, for me personally, I do this first. So when I wake up in the morning, I don't jump out of bed. But if you are up out of bed, you can still re-engage by breathing into the interior of your body. So just as you're waking up, before you're up, you're in a space of a transitional space in which you are partly in the dream state and partly in the waking state. And this is a very powerful state. It's where we can set our intention and have it seep into the unconscious. And it also connects us to the superconscious, that part of us that is existing outside the matrix in the more dimensional reality that is not bound by the artificial matrix. So there's a slight window there when you're just waking up, when you're in this in-between space where you can connect, plug in directly to the expanded self, the dimensional self, the multidimensional self. And it's also this in-between space where your intention can sink more readily into the unconscious, into that realm within which we are most often programmed by the matrix. So this is when you're in that space, that in-between space. Or if you're not in that space at the moment, take a few breaths and breathe into the region of the heart and solar plexus. Between the heart and the solar plexus is where you can connect to that matrix space where you're opening up the subconscious at the same time that you open up into dimensional reality. So allowing your mind to sink down into that, the lower seat of your heart, the upper regions of the solar plexus, the seat of your soul consciousness. So allowing your awareness to sink there. We do this whether we're in our waking state, but it's especially powerful if we can do it in that those moments just before we awake into the world. Just allow your awareness to sink into that part of your being and breathe into it. It isn't necessary for you to program yourself. It isn't necessary for you to deprogram yourself. The idea is to begin to awaken and acknowledge that reality, because that's the powerful reality that we want to expand into our full waking, sleeping, being, consciousness. When we have that connection, that in-between connection, and when we reach the point that we can expand that into the fullness of our reality, is when we have liberated ourselves from the matrix. So it isn't that we have to figure it out, because when we connect to the dimensional reality, we're connecting to that part of our consciousness that exists in fifth dimensional reality, seventh dimensional reality, ninth dimensional reality, 13th dimensional reality. And depending on how well and how long we can hold that connection, then the wisdom comes in from that part of us into who we are in the world. So we can think of our beings as like the matrix. We have an embodiment. We have an avatar that lives in the world. And we get trapped in this world as a result of the artificial electronic mental programming matrix, false education matrix that turns our mind against ourselves. So the key in reversing that situation is not to fight with the mind, but to connect with the higher mind, to connect with the soul mind, and connect into the power of the living earth. And so when we can think of ourselves as an embodiment of earth, connected deep into the core of this earth being, and we open the inner soul complex, when we move into that space, that dimensional space, and open up the door for our, and allow, give permission for our higher self, for the dimensional, multidimensional self to inspire us, then we can be guided on how to undo the harm that's been inflicted over a lifetime of living within an artificial enslaving matrix. So it's a process that really allows us to get out by going in. And the only way, and one of my participants in my spiritual support group first said this statement to me, so I don't want to claim it, but it was very powerful, and I have adopted it. And it was, the only way out is in. The only way out of the matrix is inside of our being. So it's important to begin to understand and cultivate that journey within to connect into our multidimensional reality, which also plugs into the true spiritual power, cosmic power, that allows us to transform our mind, to liberate our mind from the chains of distraction, and to empower ourselves to embody and to manifest the world that we choose. So it's a very powerful, powerful thing to begin this journey. And I invite you to start this process. For those of you who would like to come together with this, I invite you to join me. I'm Catherine Davis, and we have a spiritual support group. It's a monthly group, so it's coming up, and we certainly do invite you to join us for that. And we're going to be working on these exercises to extract ourselves from the false matrix and to ground and connect into the natural power that we are imbued with as a consequence of the divinity of our birth. So that's the Heart of Mind Spiritual Support Group, the third Wednesday of the month, 7 to 9 p.m. And I believe this time we're also going to have a few conference calls in between the monthly meetings so that we can reinforce and reengage. So I invite you to connect in either of these ways. If you would like to do that, please send an email to heartofmindradio@gmail.com, heartofmindradio@gmail.com, or you can connect by phone 347-480-1694, and we can learn more about this and many other things. Please go to the website, prn.fm, and check out the Heart of Mind Radio archive page, and you will find many ways to connect, either through events, through practices, through websites. So please do check that out and make your connections. And I want to thank you for joining me today. You've been listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. Stay tuned for more great programming.